to change Charlottesville.
It was a full house at the annual IMPACT meeting in Charlottesville. IMPACT, which stands for Interfaith Movement Promoting Action by Congregations Together, is an organization made up of members who have made it their mission to tackle social issues in the community and seek change. Daniel Shisto is vice president.
This annual meeting is the largest public meeting in Charlottesville. It happens once a year, and it's the culmination of all of our efforts.
Throughout the year, members research a problem and seek out help from the decision makers within the community to address the issue in a specific way.
We asked the city and county if they would help with a residential treatment facility for women here in Charlottesville because none exists, and all six of them said yes.
Will you support it?
Yes, I will.
Several members of Charlottesville City Council and the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors promised to support the allocation of $75,000 to the construction of a new treatment center for women battling alcohol and substance abuse. Liz Emery is co-pastor of New Beginnings Christian Community and co-chair of IMPACT's strategy team for the Residential Treatment Center for Women. She says women are often denied residential treatment, and the nearest facility is more than 70 miles away.
Often, there's not a single bed available in the entire state for women who need substance abuse treatment. And so they either commit suicide or go on drinking and drugging until they reach the end of the line. And this is of critical importance, especially because this drug treatment center for women will help with their children because they can have two children under the age of five with them. And we have a treatment center here for men, but nothing at all for women. So it's a matter of justice, not just mercy.
Emory's co-chair, Janie Podorowski, says helping these women stay closer to home can only benefit the community as a whole.
Having the women remain in the community, they'll be able to, as they go through treatment, be connected with other services. There'll be some job training services available. They'll have transportation services available. Previously, if they wanted residential treatment, they had to go to either Lynchburg or Culpeper. And that makes it so much more difficult coming back into the community because they're not connected with those things that they need to be.
In addition to the residential rehab center, IMPACT members have also made it their mission to improve the quality and cost of elder care in Charlottesville. Vicki Bravo is on IMPACT's Elder Care Research Committee.
The supports and services that are needed as people age in the long term are too expensive, whether it's services at home or in a residential setting. The cost of long-term care is 1.5 times the average income of people over 65.
She says caring for the elderly is not just a concern for older people.
It has many impacts on their families who are put in the position of having to take care of them, but probably also needing to work, and so they're stuck because they don't have a way to give adequate care to their parents. So it affects the working community, it affects families of seniors, it affects all of us.
Chip Sanders is also on the Elder Care Committee. He says although there's no concrete plan in place right now, the goal is to get the conversation started.
One of the things we discovered in our research visits is that information was missing on the elderly that are maybe eligible and not being served or that have other issues. And so what we're asking is that the agencies that specifically deal with aging issues in our community work together, coordinate their efforts, seek out the data that is needed to define the problem, and then develop a plan to approach a solution.
IMPACT leaders say the group will continue to work together to create change for people in Charlottesville and surrounding areas, no matter race, gender, or religion. For WMRA News, I'm Sefe Amokpai.